The Pittsburgh Steelers have won 6 Super Bowls, the Dallas Cowboys have won 5, and they'd have won 7 if Pittsburgh hadn't beaten them in Super Bowl 10 and again in Super Bowl 13. According to Chad Millman, co-author of The Ones Who Hit the Hardest, those were grand days indeed.
Those 2 Super Bowls they played, especially 13, were the epitome of what championships were supposed to be. Both games were won by a total of 8 points. They were by far the greatest Super Bowls that had been played up to that point.
So it's a big deal that the Steelers and Cowboys are playing each other on Sunday, right? Actually, not so much in terms of the next Super Bowl, as neither team may even make the playoffs this time around. Both stand at a lackluster 7-6, a circumstance that delights only those fans who root against both former champions, fans like former Only a Game producer Gabe O'Connor.
I respect the Steelers. I go weary of their fans sometimes. I absolutely loathe the Cowboys, and every single day that they are bad is a great, great day.
So this has been a terrific season.
This has been a terrific decade.
Ugo Perotti, father of Only a Game technical director John Perotti, doesn't agree. He's been rooting for the Cowboys since 1970 when he was 14. He lives in Phoenix now, but it has never occurred to him to switch allegiances and root for the Cardinals.
No. I mean, as much as I've had some bad years with the Cowboys, I'm a diehard Cowboys fan. No matter what, I'm always going to root for them, you know. I went to one of the Cardinals games. And like half of the people there had cowboy shirts on. It's just amazing how many cowboy fans there are here in Arizona.
Only a Game producer Karen Givens' high school friend Kim Pappett, who lives in Dallas, is likewise unlikely to switch allegiances.
Absolutely not. I grew up in Illinois, and I'm still a Cubs fan. So if that tells
I'm
you
sorry.
Anything. Yeah.
Kim's small daughter seemed to be expressing similar loyalties, so I asked Kim if the baby was also a Cowboys fan.
Well, she's definitely got plenty of Dallas Cowboys onesies, and I was putting them on her, but I've decided that it is child abuse to keep doing that.
Unlike the Cowboys, the Steelers have appeared in the Super Bowl in recent memory. They even won one in 2009. But according to longtime Steelers fans Bill and Judy Attlee, that doesn't make dealing with this season's disappointments any easier.
No. It makes it worse because they seem to have this incredible skill at playing down to rotten teams.
Bill, I hope you won't take this the wrong way, but you're sounding like a Boston Red Sox fan pre-2004.
I'm sure I am.
Still, neither Judy, who wears a Steelers jersey when she watches games, nor Bill, my brother-in-law, can imagine rooting for another team. In part, that's because they regularly drive across Pennsylvania to attend games in Pittsburgh. No matter the team's record, no matter how well the considerably closer Eagles or somewhat closer Jets and Giants are playing, and no matter what sort of weather is bearing down on the Steel City.
We sat through the AFC playoff game between the
Patriots.
Between the Patriots and the Steelers when it was, I don't know what year that was, 2003 or whatever, when it was minus 10 at kickoff. And we sat through that whole game. I mean, I just can't imagine ever walking away from that team.
If they can beat the Cowboys Sunday, and if various other results fall their way, the Steelers could still make the postseason. But would that be preferable to falling short and getting a better draft pick by doing so? Lifelong Steelers fan and technical director for Here and Now, Doug Shugarts, doesn't think so.
No, I'd like them to take somebody out. Somebody who's expecting it. I think that would be fun.
That's a kind of a Steelers point of view, isn't it?
I guess so, yeah.
Sunday's game will help determine which of these 2 former champs, the Cowboys or the Steelers, can continue to avoid, at least for another week, disappointing some former or far-flung member of the Only a Game extended family, and continue to dream of a return to glory in February 2013.